The Alaskan government is upgrading ferry terminals in Prince Rupert, and they are using a Buy American policy. That means that only U.S. steel can be used during construction. The Canadian government is opposed to the policy, and International Trade Minister Ed Fast says he has signed an order that would block the Buy American policy from moving forward. Caught in the middle are hotel managers, bar owners, and shopkeepers here in Prince Rupert. Scott Farwell is Tourism Prince Rupert's board chair, and he joins me live in the Prince Rupert studio this morning. Hi, Scott.
Good morning.
Let's talk a little bit about how this dispute could affect the tourism industry in Prince Rupert. What could it look like?
Well, most people don't realize that the Alaska Marine Highway is actually a very significant portion of our tourism industry here in Prince Rupert. In 2013, they handled more than 15,000 passengers using that transportation link to gain access to the Alaska Panhandle and visit all those communities. So it's a significant part of our overall tourism opportunity here, representing probably 20% of the leisure visitors that are coming through our community.
So people are waiting to catch the ferry and they come in and take advantage of the services here.
Yeah, what we're finding is the folks that are traveling on their way up to Alaska are coming through British Columbia, driving up, a lot of them by motor coach and such, and then we'll come across northern BC through Prince George to Prince Rupert and then carry on up to Alaska and then usually come back down the opposite way through Fort St. John and such.
So what do you make of this spat and the federal government's latest attempt to thwart the Buy American measures?
Well, I kind of find it very interesting. I would suggest that in many years this wouldn't be a big issue. I mean, we're talking about possibly $5 million in American steel, and really on a federal agenda, I can't imagine that's the top of anybody's list, but apparently it has made it there. So it's quite surprising, actually. I'm kind of befuddled with it all. I think everybody assumed it would go away or would be resolved, kind of a thing. And I guess yesterday with Minister Fast kind of throwing the latest out there to block it and such, it really puts our relationship with our northern neighbors at risk.
Mm-hmm. And today we're hearing that the Alaskan governor thinks that this hurdle can be surmounted, that the Alaska Ferry Terminal upgrades will go ahead. But what hangs in the balance in the meantime?
Well, I guess the Alaskan Marine Highway has three options. They could challenge the latest happenings out of Ottawa in court and tie that up. They could walk from the project, or they could capitulate and remove that from their bid process. However, it should be noted that this isn't specific to Prince Rupert because the funds are coming through a federal program. It isn't that happens all the way through all of their investments throughout. It just happens to be that this one's in Prince Rupert, and so it's not that they've singled this out. And the other thing that I find interesting is that I kind of relate it back to renovations I'm doing at my house. Mm-hmm. I have the opportunity at my house to decide what kind of products I'm going to put in and how I'm going to pay for them and how much I want to pay for them. And I don't see it as much more than that. You've got the Alaskan Marine Highway funded by the U.S. federal government deciding what they want to put in, how they want to finish their project. And if that involves U.S. steel, then it involves U.S. steel.
Why do you think the Canadian government is making such a big deal about this, making it such a sticking point?
Well, I guess my first point would probably be it is an election year coming up, and I would imagine that's part of the reason why it's got our attention. And I would think there's probably been some U.S. or Canadian steelmakers that have probably brought this to the attention and such. The interesting thing is that I suspect that if the U.S. steel was removed from the bid process, that the steel would probably be purchased out of China anyways rather than through Canada.
I'm speaking to Tourism Prince Rupert Board Chair Scott Farwell about the dispute over the Alaskan ferry terminal. One thing you mentioned was the chance that the Alaska ferry terminals could pull up stakes, perhaps not do these upgrades. How serious a threat is that?
Well, the life expectancy, that terminal is actually very close to its end of life expectancy. They have to do something with it fairly quickly here and such. So, you know, they really could drop Prince Rupert out of that link and use access. If they wanted to keep a northern access into, they could come out of Stuart Hyder. Or else they could just sail from Bellingham like they do currently, kind of a thing, and just eliminate that link. It's a possibility. I don't think it's on the top of their agenda. I think we have a pretty good relationship with the Alaska Marine Highway and the Alaska government, and I think it's also a critical link for them as well to have that southern access into Alaska.
Here on the ground, are you in touch at all with the Alaska government or with the ferry terminal, encouraging them to go ahead with this project?
We've had some conversations, some press releases, that kind of thing, but not not a whole bunch of conversation between us.
What do you hope will happen in the coming weeks from the Canadian government side of things?
Well, I'm hoping their calmer heads will prevail, and I'm sure there's a way we can get to the resolution of it and allow the project to carry forward.
Well, Scott Farwell, good of you to come in and talk about this today. I guess we'll just wait and see what happens next.
I guess we will.
All right. Scott Farwell, Board Chair of Tourism Prince Rupert, joining us live in our Prince Rupert studio. We turn it to you. What do you think of this debacle, the U.S. dictating Buy America policies, Canada trying to stop that? How right is the Canadian government to fight back? And what could that feel like here on the ground in Prince Rupert? You can email us daybreaknorth@cbc.ca. Call us on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. We're also on Facebook and Twitter at Daybreak North.